I am my youth that's inclined to ramble to some foreign country I mean to steer. I am loath to part from me friends and comrades and my dear sweetheart whom I love dear. But there's one of those I do most admire. On her I'll think when I'm far away. For since fate's decreed, I am resolved to part her and try my fortune in. So farewell, darling, since I must leave you. I place great dependence on your constancy, that no other young man may gain your favor or change your mind when I am o'er the sea. For although the seas, they do separate us, and in between us they do rise and fall, if fortune favors me, you'll find your Jamie returning homeward from. Oh, Jamie dear, do you remember when I sat to win you for many's the hour, and my young fancy away was carried, and the bees hummed around the sunny opening flower. But when you're crossing the western ocean, the maid that loved you, you'll ne'er mind of all, and you'll scarce think upon the maids of heaven, for you'll find strange sweethearts in America. Mary dear, I don't dissemble, for to all other fair maids I'll prove untrue. And if you think that these are false promises, I leave these vows as a pledge to you, that what I have may prove unsuccessful, and fortune prove to me a slippery ball, that a favouring gale it may ne'er blow on me, if I forsake you in America. And so to conclude and to end these verses, May God protect this young female fair, and keep her from every wild embarrassment. And of me, darling, take the greatest care, for she's slow to anger and of kind disposition, and her cheeks like roses in June do blow, and my nightly slumbers when there I think on her, I could court her vision in America.